بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم وما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين جاءوا بالإفك عصبة منكم لا تحسبوه شرا لكم بل هو خير لكم لكل امرئ منهم ما اكتسب من الإثم والذي تولى كبره منهم له عذاب عظيم صدق الله العظيم. Tonight's Tarawih, we come across the incident of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, which most of us are well acquainted with, but just to refreshen ourselves and see what lesson is in there for all of us. It was the battle of Banu Mustariq. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, went on this campaign, on this war. And on his journeys, some of his wives would accompany him. And they would be carried, they would be mounted on a camel. And on top of the camel, there would be, in Arabic, we call it a hawdaj, a box-like structure, which was covered completely. And they would sit inside, in complete parda. And whenever they would settle any place, then the camel would be made to kneel down. And the Sahaba would lift off this box, place it on the ground. And then the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the wife, she would come out. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam camped at a certain place. And of course, whoever had their needs, they went and fulfilled their needs, whatever work they had. They had a little rest. And now it was time to depart. Just at that time, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha realized that she lost her necklace when she went to relieve herself. So she goes quickly to look for her necklace. As she's still busy looking for her necklace, we find that because this box was draped with a curtain, it was covered, Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, thinking that she was seated already inside, they lifted it and they placed it on the camel. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha explains, so that none of us may question, that how come Sahaba couldn't make out that nobody was sitting inside. She says, I was so light in weight, so light, that it was not possible to make out whether I was sitting inside or not. Nonetheless, Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in and Rasulullah, they depart. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha comes back, she sees they are gone. She's very young. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regarding Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, we must understand one point. That she was absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Extremely mature. Very witty. Very sharp memory. She would question Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with such masail that after his demise, Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in would come knock on the door, and behind the parda, they would ask her questions and she would give a fatwa, or she would give a verdict, or she would give an answer or hadith she heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was absolutely important for you and I also. She memorized many ahadith. So Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was very brave. She did not panic. She knew that just now Rasulullah will make out, I'm not there, he'll come back, he'll send somebody for me. So she sat there and she falls off to sleep. Safwan bin Mu'attal radiallahu ta'ala anha is a sahabi, and he was given this task to come after the entire army goes by. If any person has lost any belonging, he will pick it up and he'll bring it to Madinah. As he approaches, he sees a figure sleeping there. When he comes closer, he sees it is Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And how he knew it was her? Because she was a little child and he had seen her before. But the moment he comes there, from a little distance, he says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. When she hears him saying this, immediately she covers her face. This is the hadith of Bukhari Sharif. فَخَمَّرْتُ وَجْهِ I covered my face. From this we understand that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, the woman would cover their faces. And this is hijab. Nonetheless, Safwan bin Mu'attal doesn't come close to her. He doesn't touch her. There's no communication. He goes ahead, makes the camel kneel down, she mounts on the camel, and in front he is walking. There's no communication whatsoever. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba reach Medina. They see Aisha is not here. So obviously they become a bit worried. But just then they find the Safwan bin Mu'attal is coming into Medina with Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And the first person to spot them was Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, the leader of the hypocrites. The man who was an ardent enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He would trouble Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam all the time. Now he saw this opportunity. Immediately he starts the scandal and this rumor. Oh, Safwan and Aisha were together. And ma'adallah, they committed an indecent act. Now this rumor spreads amongst the people of Medina. It reaches the ears of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No wahi had come down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention to Rasulullah anything. So he couldn't just say, my Aisha is extremely innocent. He had to remain silent. A few sahaba, Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala was one. Hamna bint Jahash radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was the sister-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sister of Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu ta'ala anha. Mistah radiallahu ta'ala anha. And the rest were all munafiqeen who got involved in this scandal. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha knows nothing. She doesn't know anything about the rumor that's going about her. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a human being. Of course, he did not think low of Sayyidina Aisha. He did not think bad of her. But now this rumor is spreading. He's waiting for some wahi to come down. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ. He would only speak what wahi would come down. He is worried. So naturally, he could not be exactly how he used to be with Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala before this incident. He would go to her, make salam. She would make out that Rasulullah is slightly a bit different. He's behaving a bit differently. So she became a bit ill. But she's unaware still of what's happening outside. The rumor is spreading. She's innocent. She's not well. So once Rasulullah comes to her, sits there, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha takes permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm not feeling too good, not feeling too well. Can I go to my parents' house? He said, no problem, go. One day while she is there, she goes out to relieve herself with the mother of Mistah. She was the Khadima. So the mother of Mistah, Ummu Mistah, is taking Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha to the toilet, which you never should be in the homes, should be outside, a bit away from the homes. And as they are walking, Ummu Mistah, she trips. And she stumbles, she's almost going to fall. When she says, Taisa Mistah, she curses her own son. Sayyidina Aisha says, radiallahu ta'ala anha, you're cursing your son, Mistah? What's the matter? She said, don't you know Aisha? The rumor he's spreading about you? What rumor? Then she reveals to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha the rumor that was being spread about her. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha became extremely ill. She goes back home. She asks her mother, did you hear anything? She says, yes. So she said, what do you have to say? So her mother said, don't worry. You know, a young girl like you, you're so pretty. Other girls, other women, they're jealous of you. So people will get involved in some scandal, but nothing for you to worry about. But Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala is not happy. In the meantime, Rasulullah SAW calls Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. He consoles them. He says, what do you think? Could Sayyidina Aisha have done such a thing? Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala says, Ya Rasulullah, we only know khair about her. Impossible. Aisha is such a good person and she's innocent. Nothing. It's just rumor. Ya Rasul, don't worry about what they are saying. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala did not say that she was guilty, ma'adallah, never. But Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala was of course concerned about Rasulullah's well-being. And so he said, Ya Rasulullah, there are so many other women you can get married to. So no problem for you. But then he says, why don't you ask Barira radiallahu ta'ala anha? Barira was also a servant in the house of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Go and ask her. So Rasul calls Barira radiallahu ta'ala. Barira, what do you have to say about Aisha? Were you ever suspicious of Sayyidina Aisha anytime? She says, Ya Rasulullah. She is so, in Urdu we say, boli bali. She's so naive. She's such a simple person. She's such a simpleton that sometimes she makes the dough for the bread. She falls off to sleep. The goat comes and eats the dough and goes away. She's such an innocent person. Rasulullah SAW goes to Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, becomes more and more ill. She is crying. Rasulullah SAW goes, makes salam, he recites the khutbah, and he sits there. Sayyidina Aisha is there, Abu Bakr radiallahu anha, her father, her mother is there, and then Rasulullah SAW addresses her, Aisha, the gist of which is, let's see, if you committed a mistake, make tawbah, istighfar, Allah will forgive you. But if you are innocent, then there's nothing to worry about. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha looks at Rasulullah. She looks at her mother. She says, oh my mother, she looks at Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha. Oh my beloved father, you answer on my behalf. He says, I cannot say anything. He was so close to Rasulullah. She tells her mother, mother cannot say anything. She cries and she cries and she cries. What a test on Rasulullah. The historians write that this was one of the most heaviest tests upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Emotionally, imagine what must have went through his mind. So Rasulullah is sitting there. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha is crying, and she just has hopes in Allah subhanahu wa taala that Allah will make Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam see a dream in which she is declared as innocent. That's the only hope she has. She's still sitting there. And suddenly Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam begins to perspire. And this was a sign of wahi. Whenever wahi would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would perspire profusely. The color of his face would change. Beads of perspiration would just roll uncontrollably from his forehead. And sahaba would see him on a winter's day. Rasulullah would just suddenly perspire in this manner and wahi would come down. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the verses that we read today, plus minus 9 or 10 verses, explaining and declaring very clearly that Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala is absolutely innocent. Rasulullah recites these verses to them. So Sayyidina Aisha's mother says, stand up and embrace Rasulullah and thank him. She says, no, I will thank my Allah. My Allah is the one who declared my innocence. Rasulullah then reads, so Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, those who were involved were punished. Of course, they made sincere tawbah and istighfar. After all, they were Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. There were just two or three of them, but they were very great Sahaba. They made a mistake. They got caught into the scandal and they made sincere tawbah. Allah mentions even their tawbah. So none of us can even point a finger at them. And Hassan bin Sabit radiallahu anhu would then praise Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha in his couplets also. One day, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu takes a promise. He takes an oath that Mista was his relative, his cousin. And Mista was a poor person. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu would help him out and give him money and look after him. After the scandal, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, when he heard Mista was also involved, he takes an oath, I will never give him anything in future now. I won't spend on him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَسَّعَتِ, that you are ulul fadl, you are a high ranking person, you shouldn't take an oath like this. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu then doubled the amount he would give Mista. These were Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. But the lesson for us is that we should never become involved in any scandal, any rumor. Always verify the information. Just because we see A and B walking together, immediately we see they're having an affair. We do not know what is our condition. I remember Hazrat Murana had given a beautiful story, but we don't have time now, about somebody who made tuhmat on some other person, and eventually the result was this person was then locked up and he was embarrassed. So the same thing will hit us. Ignore, overlook, forgive, forget. conceal the faults of your Muslim brother and sister. What are we going to gain in going and broadcasting and telling everybody that this person is having an affair with that person? It so happened that the following year, they're traveling again and Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anh loses the necklace again. Now she's delaying the caravan. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anh becomes so upset, almost ready, about to smack her when Rasulullah intervenes. And he said, no, leave her. In fact, on that occasion, because she delayed and she was looking for something or her necklace, Allah sent down ayat of tayammum. So because of her incident, Allah showed us how to make tayammum in the Quran. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha and the other wives of Rasulullah, so of course, they were very envious of one another. Each one wanted Rasulullah all the time with them. So they would boast about their virtues. And this is one virtue that Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha would boast. She would say that Allah declared my innocence from the asman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Important thing is, amlik alayka lisanak. Let us hold our tongues. Let us hold our tongues. We hear something, just ignore it. Try and make a good ta'wil and interpretation and save the person's izzat. That is very, very important. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wan. Alhamdulillah.